is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live twice daily at 10 o'clock and at 3 o'clock from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information on the website. It's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. So if you need to revisit something or find your instructor at a later date, just click on USAprepares.com. Converging threats? They are confronted daily. I'm your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And we have a full slate this week. Daryl Holland with us. He's a builder of world-class custom rifles. He's from Oregon. He's with us right now. Frank Underhill will be with us later this week. Bert Bertonis, senior science and technology instructor from Silicon Valley, California, will be with us. Dr. Norman Cheeley, he's our brain surgeon. He'll be with us later this week. And tomorrow, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. And he's also known as the Contrary Warrior. He's also known as an enemy of the state. He will be with us tomorrow. Let's see. So today we're going to be discussing your survival. And we're going to be talking about guns. Common Sense, survival and defense instructor Daryl Holland's with us. He's a master riflesmith, and he is the president of Holland's Shooters Supply in Powers, Oregon. And we'll tell you how to get in touch with him in a few minutes. I spent a few days in Nevada with Daryl Holland, and he's an intriguing and brilliant speaker. And he boils down the fog and the confusion of firearms into black and white. So today we're going to simplify what you need to know about firearms. And this is your time to turn the volume up. Long-range shooting, we're looking forward to having Daryl Holland with us at our November Get Prepared Expo here in Springfield, Missouri. Welcome, Daryl Holland.
Top of the morning to you, Vince. How are you today?
I am well. Hey, Daryl, you are a long-range shooting instructor. And would you take a few minutes and describe what that means? I think we should talk about long-range shooting, custom rifles, actions, blueprinting, firing pins, triggers. Why don't we go into some of that today? What do you think?
Absolutely. We have a lot of clients that are really intense hunters. They hunt all over the world. They travel to exotic lands in pursuit of, obviously, exotic big game animals, whether it's stone sheep, doll sheep, Marco Polo. And these hunts are very expensive. Can they afford to miss? Probably not when you're spending $30,000-$40,000 enabling you to pull the trigger one time at 15,000 feet at 20 degrees and 3 foot of snow. Most listeners find, wow, would I be able to measure up under those conditions? And therefore is the importance to coming to school, getting a good education, so when that shot of a lifetime presents itself, you're capable of making the shot, bringing home the trophy, much to the admiration of your friends and family.
Yeah. Now, Daryl, what was that distance that you said this long shot was? How many thousand feet?
Well, no, Marco Polo, you may be hunting at 15,000 feet in elevation.
Okay, in elevation,
and
okay.
Under these conditions, we have what we call a density altitude change. A lot of people think that, wow, I can just go out and zero my rifle at sea level at 70 degrees, and no matter what environmental condition I'm in, that I just shoot to point of aim, and that is really a big mistake. Any time that we change temperature and altitude, the air density changes, and when we get on the backside of our trajectory curve, our trajectory of the round also changes. And if one is not aware of this, you're surely going to miss that big game animal at long range.
Mm-hmm. And at what distance are we shooting at in these big game hunts typically?
Marco Polo, most of the Marco Polo rams are usually shot somewhere between 450 and 800 yards, depending upon, you know, who you're hunting with and the terrain and your stalking ability.
Mm-hmm. And when we're shooting at 450 to 800 yards, what is the caliber that you recommend, Daryl?
I really like the 280 Remington. I think that it covers everything a person needs to do in terms of long-range hunting, putting meat and trophies in the freezer or on the wall, without punishing the shooter with vicious recoil or extreme expense in the cost of ammunition that you really need to practice with. When we shoot 168 grain Burger at 2,850 feet a second, we're going to have basically the same ballistic profile as one would with a 300 Winchester Magnum shooting 180 grain partition at 3,000 foot a second. We've got considerably less recoil. We can shoot about 1 1/3 to 1 1/2 rounds to one in terms of powder capacity to the 300 Win Mag.
Okay. All right, so you like the 280 Remington. And let's talk about actions, Daryl. When you build a custom rifle, is there a preferred action that you like?
We have our own custom actions now, and for decades we built custom rifles based upon the Remington 700, which was really the 350 Chevy of the firearms industry, in that it's a round cylindrical receiver. It's very easy to go in and blueprint, remachine the locking abutments, the bolt lugs, the bolt face, and its truing operation. And there's a lot of great aftermarket go-fast accessories for the Remington 700. Those are probably the best considerations. A lot of great stock designs out there. They have very fast lock time, good triggers. You can spruce the trigger up a little bit with the addition of a jewel trigger, which comes standard on all of the custom rifles that we build.
Daryl, when you talk about a jewel trigger, can you explain to our class that may not know what that means?
A jewel trigger is a custom aftermarket trigger manufactured in Texas by Arnold Jewel and Family. It's a stainless steel design, a three-lever trigger that just gives you unparalleled performance in terms of weight over travel adjustment. A jewel trigger is adjustable from ounces to pounds. We like setting the over travel to its maximum, allowing a longer dwell time once the trigger breaks for any imperfection in the shooter's squeeze or technique, allowing the bullet to exit the barrel before we have what is called an energy transfer into the gun, which may result in an errant shot. So
right.
They're really the creme de la creme of the custom triggers if you're considering a precision long-range rifle of any kind.
Okay, Daryl, when you talk about precision rifle building, can you describe what you mean by blueprinting that particular rifle?
For most production standards, the factories, whether it's Winchester, Remington, Ruger, whatever, their manufacturing or quality control tolerances are sometimes left a big hole, or will, or much to be desired in those tolerances. And any quality gunsmith is going to take your Remington 700, set it up on some mandrels that are dialed into center line, face the receiver square, ensuring that when the barrel is installed, we have 100% circumferential contact between the barrel shoulder or tenon and the receiver face. More than not, they're going to install one of our competition recoil lugs that we manufacture. We sell more recoil lugs than probably all other lugs combined because they're heat-treated. They're surface ground parallel within 3/10,000ths of an inch. So, again, the mating surfaces allow this circumferential contact. We're going to go in and face the lug abutments in the receiver to where we have 100% contact between the locking lugs and the bolt and the lug abutments in the receiver. We chase the receiver thread, so we've got smooth threading of the barrel into the receiver. There's a lot of misnomer there as to just how tight the thread needs to be. In my opinion, the thing that's really important, again, is having this circumferential contact on the barrel shoulder, because if we're only contacting on one point of the barrel tendon, as the barrel heats up, things are going to start to move, and this is going to cause a rather serious point of impact shift as the barrel gets warm.
Daryl, when you talk about things heating up, explain what you mean. Do you mean after how many shots?
That really depends upon the contour diameter of the barrel that we're installing. I know a lot of people want to have these flyweight rifles that weigh 5, 6, 7 pounds. Well, in terms of a real performance rifle, they come up lacking. You need a little bit of barrel weight in the gun, allowing the shooter to shoot several rounds before the barrel gets hot enough to brand cattle. Depending upon the quality of barrel that you've installed on the rifle, there may be some inherent stress in that particular barrel. And as it heats up, the barrel is relaxing, and these stresses are starting to pull the barrel up, down, left, or right. And this is why the gun starts patterning rather than grouping. So having a heavier, stiffer barrel, one that we monitor temperatures with and put it under the stress test, if you will, by actually shooting it, getting it very hot, and seeing if our point of impact shifts is very important in the completion of the custom rifle.
Darryl, for some of our class, it's probably hard to imagine a barrel getting hot, but I can tell you when we were in Nevada several weeks ago, we were shooting some machine guns, and the barrels were so hot that the guys that were changing them had to change them every few minutes, and they had to wear like welder's gloves because the barrels were that hot. So, yeah, they actually do get hot. Darryl, when you go to a gun show, sometimes the guys talk about bedding a barrel in the stock. Can you talk about what that means?
Sure. There's a lot of different techniques out there regarding the bedding of the barreled action, if you will, to a rifle stock. For a real precision high-performance rifle, a synthetic stock is an absolute must. We are a proponent of a completely free-floated barrel and a bedded receiver. And the importance here being is that any time that we have a barrel that is in full contact with the forend, any up or downward pressure, left or right pressure exhibited by that stock is going to cause a point of impact shift. You're not going to miss the deer at 100 or maybe even 200 yards if we have a little change here. But beyond 200, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 800 yards, the slightest amount of upward pressure or relieving of pressure from the forend is going to cause a dramatic point of impact shift. On a lot of factory guns, we'll take a Remington 700 as an example, has as much as 15 to 18 pounds of upward pressure on the forend against the barrel.
Darryl Holland's with me. This is USAPreparers.com. We're talking about long-range shooting. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Daryl Holland's with me, and he is the owner, CEO of HollandGuns.com, HollandGuns.com. And there's a link to Daryl Holland on the website, USAPrepares.com, page one, Daryl Holland, HollandGuns.com. And if you'd like a free newsletter from Daryl Holland, you can just go to USAPrepares.com, send us an email. There's a contact tab there. And just let us know, and we will send that information to Daryl Holland right away, and he'll put you on the list. No salesman will call. Daryl Holland, we've been talking about barrel bedding and receiver bedding, action bedding, and you like to have the barrel free-floating, and you like the action bedded. And let's describe what we really mean by bedding. What is the technique, and how would the class understand what that means?
Well, Vince, in order to have consistent, exceptional accuracy, or to shoot to the potential of our new barrel or factory barrel that's installed on the gun, the action needs to be held rigid in the stock. If every time we pull the trigger, the barrel action is shifting and moving around in the stock, we're going to have a significant point of impact shift. And again, the gun is going to be patterning rather than grouping. So we use a non-compressible aluminum column when we bed a gun. We machine our columns from 7075 T6 aluminum. They're installed in the receiver, and then they are epoxied into the stock. And then we use a special bedding material to bed that individual footprint of that receiver to a specific stock of the customer's choice. And this gives them very consistent point of impact, taking the barreled action in and out of the stock, and gives them consistent accuracy from shot to shot.
Now, years ago, there was a technique that used a compound. It was a pliable compound, kind of like an epoxy, and you would apply that to the stock and then fit the action and the barrel into the stock with some kind of a releasing agent so that the action wouldn't stick to this epoxy type material and the stock. How is that technology viewed in your opinion?
Well, the release agent is necessary any time that we bed something in a stock. We use a silicone-based release agent, and our bedding compound is a product called Marine Tech. So a lot of people over the years have used everything from Brownell's Acroglass to Devcon. The important thing is that we need a hard, epoxy-like, chemical-resistant compound when we bed that has a minimum amount of shrinkage. If you're going to be using a compound that shrinks a lot, you're going to need to bed it a second time with what they refer to as a skim coat bedding to take up the shrink factor that has come into play. The Marine Tex has virtually zero shrinkage, same as Devcon, and this produces a do-it-one-time, near-perfect bedding job.
Okay. Daryl, when you talk about barrels, can we talk about... And we've got about a half hour, so we've got plenty of time to finish, you know, in detail what we're discussing. There's a lot of information that we need to share about barrel length, barrel diameter, and so forth, and rifling. Why don't we get into some of the concerns that you eliminate with your custom gun? So, what about? Let's start with barrel length and vibration.
Okay, a lot of people are under the assumption that a longer barrel is a more accurate barrel, and that simply isn't the case. We want to think in terms of barrel rigidity, either by length of barrel and or diameter of the barrel. The stiffer, more rigid barrel is going to be a more user-friendly barrel for the shooter, allowing you to shoot a variety of types of ammunition, usually very close to a consistent point of aim. They whip or vibrate less. The thing that's important for our listeners to understand is that when we pull the trigger, igniting the primer, and sending the bullet down the barrel, that this vibratory node that we have started by pulling the trigger and igniting the primer travels up and down the barrel at approximately 18,600 foot a second. Your average cartridge is going to exit the barrel with a muzzle velocity of somewhere around 2,700 to 3,000 foot a second, depending upon the cartridge. So this vibratory node is racing up and down the barrel at approximately 5 to 6 times the speed of the exit of the bullet. In order to have the gun shoot well, we need to be timing this vibratory node to where the vibratory node is back at the receiver as the bullet exits the barrel.
Daryl Holland's with me. Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Cheetah, you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
The Freeze Dry Guy and Mountain House are delighted to announce a short-term sale on number 10 cans. The Freeze Dry Guy, 25% off, effective July 17th, that's tomorrow, through July 31st. So there's a sale, 25% off number 10 cans. Daryl Holland and I are both friends of the Freeze Dry Guy. And then, class, the price goes up. The sale ends on July 31st. Then Mountain House has a price increase starting the following day, August 1st. So if you're thinking about number 10 cans of the Freeze Dry Guy food, I suggest you consider giving him a call. Post-haste. Daryl Holland's with me, and we're talking about some of the advanced considerations when you're thinking about long-range shooting. And we've been talking about barrel lengths, not necessarily the longer the barrel, the more accurate. We've been talking about vibration. We've been talking about bullet travel. and we've been talking about the rate at which the barrel vibrates. Daryl, let's continue talking about the vibratory note, if you will, for a few minutes, and then we'll get into some other considerations, including what we might learn at your class.
Sure. Okay, so back to where we were with barrel vibration. The vibratory note is racing up and down the barrel at almost 19,000 feet a second. We need to time the exit of the bullet to where the vibratory note is back at the receiver. This allows the muzzle to be in the most stable position because the vibratory note isn't out on the end oscillating the barrel, if you will. And this is done by adjusting the velocity of the cartridge and the dwell time, allowing the node to be back at the receiver, and it can be done through powder charges, seating depth, and neck tension. So in the development of a good load, these are things that the hand loader needs to keep in mind. Normally in a 308 base cartridge, a barrel length of somewhere around 21 to 24 inches is really kind of optimum. I know that's 3-inch variable there, but if you want a short handy gun, a 21-inch 308 is a marvelous package. It swings well within a vehicle. It's short to maneuver. The 24-inch barrel will get you 98% of all the velocity, depending upon the bullet and powder that you're using, for the powder-to-bore ratio of that specific cartridge. In a .223, again, 20 to 22 inches is probably about optimum. Any time that we're using a Magnum burning 60, 70, 80 grains of powder, then we need something in that 24 to 26-inch range, ensuring that we're burning the volume of powder that we have, providing us with the maximum amount of velocity for a given bullet that we may be shooting.
So, Daryl, when you look at the barrel length, you have many, many factors. One of them is bullet friction, and the other is time to push the bullet out of the barrel, so, you know, giving you a chance to accelerate that projectile. Isn't that right?
That's correct. There's a combination there, if you will, of performance versus velocity, accuracy, dwell times. All of those things kind of come into play. Now, in the 308, which many of our listeners may have in a bolt gun or a tactical type rifle, there's a lot of great factory ammunition available, Federal, Hornaday, Black Hills, to name a few, that perform very well in that velocity band of 2550 to 2650 feet a second with a 168-grain bullet.
Okay. So, Daryl, when you're selecting a barrel diameter, what goes into your considerations? Just tell us what it is, please.
I try and stay in reasonable physical condition. I like carrying a little bit heavier rifle. Most of my barrels on my guns will have anywhere from a number 5 to a Remington Sendero profile. A number 5 contour at 24 inches is going to give me a muzzle diameter of around 725 to 750, almost 3/4 of an inch at the muzzle. A Remington Sendero profile is a little bit heavier, and that would give me a muzzle diameter of approximately 830 thousandths at 26 inches. So they're pretty stiff barrels. The gun's going to weigh somewhere in the neighborhood of about 9 pounds. I don't mind carrying that much weight. It gives me the mental confidence that when I need to make a long shot, 400, 500, 600 yards, it's a done deal unless I misjudge the wind.
Okay. And when you consider the material a barrel's made of, what goes into your thought process?
Well, all of the barrels that we see in the industry, whether they're made by Hart, Krieger, Lilja, Packnor, Schneider, to name a few, are all used a 416 stainless steel barrel. It's a resulfurized product. It machines very well. Most importantly, it has better corrosion resistance than a chromoly mace-based barrel. When you're dealing with a off-the-shelf rifle that has a blued steel barrel, that barrel is machined either from 4140 or 4150 chromoly steel. Both are capable of excellent accuracy. However, the corrosion resistance that stainless steel affords, I think, is very important. Here in Oregon, where we have a lot of moisture and people are hunting in the rain oftentimes, if you're not taking good care of that chromoly barrel, within 1 to 2 seasons, rust is going to overtake the barrel, destroying the accuracy and costing you some serious money to get it re-barreled because accuracy is deteriorated. If you're running a chromoly barrel, it's imperative that you give it a little TLC, keep it clean, make sure that you don't have moisture in the barrel because, as we all know, rust never sleeps.
Right, rust never sleeps. So, Daryl, when we are caring for these barrels, what do you recommend we do, and how do you recommend we do it?
Well, cleaning becomes a very important product. We recommend the use of ammonia-based solvents or our witch's brew, and then we put a protective coating inside the barrel after cleaning. It's called our witch's brew bore lube. Very, very effective. Cleaning technique is an important part of point of aim, point of impact. So an individual needs to take the time to learn the proper cleaning techniques as well as the amount of lubrication required in the barrel for first round, point of aim, point of impact. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to clean my gun and then I'm going to go out and shoot 4 or 5 rounds through it, getting it to settle down, and then I'm ready to hunt because I know point of aim, point of impact. Well, that may be fine in an arid condition, but if you live in a high humidity area or hunting in the rain and snow, in just 3 or 4 days, that barrel is going to have a green fungus growing out of it because of the oxidation of the copper, and accuracy and pressure could vary considerably under those conditions. So I like hunting from a clean barrel that I have adjusted for point of aim, point of impact, put a little piece of tape over the barrel, and then in the evenings when I come home, I may dry patch that and go ahead and retreat the barrel if I've been hunting in the rain for elk all day.
Great, great suggestion. So you actually put a piece of tape over it. Now, do you store your guns with a piece of tape over the end or not?
If I'm putting them back in the gun safe at the end of hunting season, that way I'm going to go in and just do a complete wipe down and cleaning of the gun, re-lube the bore, and then I will remove the tape, just allowing some airflow and circulation through the bore while it's in the gun safe. Anytime that I go out in the field, I take a little piece of electrical tape and just put it over the muzzle. That way, if I have an oops and stick the barrel in the dirt, mud, or snow, I'm not getting that in the bore. We never, ever want to shoot when we have a plugged bore or any debris in the bore. This can result in danger to the shooter, bursting the barrel, and a definite point of impact shift.
Daryl, when a new rifle is used for the first time, can you talk about the break-in process for that barrel? How do you recommend that rifle be used in order to break in that barrel properly? The cleaning of it, the shooting of it, you know, and so forth.
Normally speaking, our barrel break-in procedure is a two and clean for the first 40 to 50 rounds through the gun. I know it's a very time-consuming, arduous project. You're going to build Popeye-like forearms and biceps, pumping the rod up and down the barrel in order to get it clean. You can hasten the break-in process simply by using a little bit of our witch's brew. It contains a very fine organic abrasive material and a special petroleum carrier. And 10, 15 strokes, shoot 3 or 4 rounds, another 10 or 15 strokes. The barrel's pretty well broken in at that time, and you're ready to start load development.
Okay. Daryl, when you talk about the use of abrasives in cleaning, that brings to mind fire lapping. What is your thought on fire lapping? And please describe what that means and whether you're for it or against it.
Fire lapping is basically putting an abrasive compound over the bullet and then shooting the bullet down your barrel. We'll probably see some results in a factory barrel that, you know, maybe has some reamer marks and stuff in it. In a custom barrel, I don't really think that's a good idea. I'm not a proponent of fire lapping. Number one, it's going to lengthen the throat rather quickly, keeping that relationship of the bullet to the rifling is going to change quickly, and this, again, is a dwell timing issue that we have. In a good precision barrel that we mentioned earlier, Hart, Krieger, Schneider, or Pachnor, all of these barrels have been precision hand-lapped in their manufacture. So going in and fire-lapping them, in my opinion, is not really a good idea. You can achieve the same thing by 10, 15 strokes of witch's brew without severely lengthening the throat of the gun.
Okay. And when we talk about cleaning, Daryl, can you talk about the direction in which you clean the gun and also, or the barrel, and also the materials that you recommend? For example, bronze versus stainless versus plastic and so forth.
Okay. The important thing that when we clean a firearm is that we have a bore guide. And this we're referring to in a bolt action rifle. We always clean the gun from the chamber end and never the muzzle end. You're going to need a bore guide, a good plastic-coated rod with a ball-bearing handle. We use and recommend rods by the folks at BoreTech. Very good rod. You want to use a copper bronze brush. We make some of the best brushes in the industry, giving the shooter about 30% more bristle and a little bit larger diameter so you can get more cleanings per brush. If you're going to be using an ammonia-based solvent, the folks at Barnes make CR10 or Sweet, which is a very good ammonia-based solvent. Keep in mind that ammonia-based solvent shouldn't be left in the barrel for more than 5 to 10 minutes. If you're going
Daryl Holland's with me, and we're talking about long-range shooting, and currently we're talking about rifle maintenance. He and I will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping. Shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Daryl Holland's with me, and we are talking about long-range shooting and the maintenance of guns and barrels. And I had a couple of questions about cleaning the barrel. And Daryl said, you clean it from the chamber end. That means you start at the chamber end and the brush goes the same way the projectile goes. The brush goes the same way the projectile goes. Now keep that in mind. And that's one-way brushing, isn't it, Daryl?
No, that's a big misconception as well. A lot of people have been told or have read somewhere in a magazine that we push the brush down the barrel, unscrew the brush, retract the rod, put it back on, back and forth. Not necessary at all. The reason that we clean from the chamber area is to allow us to use a bore guide, keeping the rod straight where we're not damaging the crown by rod abrasion pushing from the muzzle end. So pushing the brush through and pulling the brush back, there's not a problem with that given good cleaning technique. We want to use nice, slow, deliberate strokes, keeping the rod clean, adding more solvent, depending upon the cleaning technique that we are using.
Okay. And, Daryl, what about these stainless steel brushes that we often see at gun shows? Now, can you compare them to your design?
Absolutely. You want to avoid a stainless steel brush at all costs, especially with stainless steel barrels. You can have the finest select match stainless steel grade barrel installed on your rifle, and if you clean it one time with a stainless steel brush, that becomes a $600 to $700 mistake. Stainless steel does not have the scratch resistance that a chromoly-based barrel does. And if you're using a stainless steel brush, it's going to look like somebody went in with a set of cat claws on the inside of your barrel, and the barrel will never shoot again. It's a very expensive mistake. So stainless steel brushes have no place in a precision bolt-action gun at all.
Daryl, can you see the evidence of a stainless steel bore brush by looking down a barrel without magnification?
Really depends on how much the barrel has been abused, and it takes a pretty good eye in order to determine that. With a bore scope, however, you can go in and visually see because the image has been magnified, and you can tell the condition of a barrel. So if you're going to buy a used rifle, if you will, having a bore scope at your disposal is a real important thing, and checking out the throat erosion, the amount of checking that may have occurred due to overheating of the barrel, or just how much life is left in the barrel. Even though they're a little bit expensive, if you have a lot of rifles, having a bore scope is a very good investment and probably better than buying an additional rifle.
Okay. So, Daryl, you sell the brushes that we need, correct?
That's correct. We carry them in 22, 6 millimeter, 6, 5, 7 millimeter, 30, and 338 caliber.
Okay, and when we want to call you up and get in touch with you and find out more about your schools, what do we do?
Our number is 541-439-5155, and have the girls send you a little DVD on the school, as well as one of our scope catalogs showing our advanced reticle technology that's available in Leupold, Night Forest, or Schmidt and Bender rifle scopes.
Okay, 541-439-5155?
Yes, sir.
541-439-5155, if you'd like to talk to Daryl Holland. Daryl, when you come down to the expo in Springfield, do you have any idea what you're going to be teaching us?
Well, we'd like to do a variety of things for you. We'd like to do maybe a long-range shooting seminar and then a hunter survival course. All too often, hunters go in the field to hunt, and they're not properly prepared should Mother Nature intervene and they twist an ankle, break a leg, or become a mite bewildered in the woods.
Okay, so we're going to talk about a seminar on long-range shooting from the expert and a hunter survival course. Daryl, that would be at the Get Prepared Expo. That's going to be November 3rd and 4th here in Springfield, Missouri, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Wow, that class went really fast today. I want to thank you so much for being with us. Daryl Holland, and he's with HopGuns.com. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones, up next. Thanks so much, Daryl.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.